From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The next 24 hours are expected to be especially tense for those trying to rescue miners who've been trapped nearly a mile underground for more than 2 months in Chile. Crews are shoring up a long escape shaft that they've set up to pull the 33 men out starting around midnight Tuesday to Wednesday. Mining Minister Lawrence Goulburn says medical personnel are standing by for the miners.
They will be immediately taken to a zone that we have called triage, which in this zone they are going to receive immediately first aid, and they are going to be evaluated in terms of their medical conditions.
Goulburn says all the miners appear to be in good physical and emotional condition. At the White House today, President Obama met with mayors, governors, and cabinet officials to discuss a plan for improving America's infrastructure. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the president's latest strategy to reduce unemployment.
This proposal would provide $50 billion to improve America's roads, rails, and runways without adding to the deficit, the White House says. Republicans in Congress have dismissed the proposal as another stimulus package, but speaking in the White House Rose Garden, Mr. Obama argued that there has traditionally been broad bipartisan support for infrastructure improvement. To drive the point home, he spoke to the press flanked by government officials from both parties.
There's no reason why the world's best infrastructure should lie beyond our borders. This is America. We've always had the best infrastructure. This is work that needs to be done. There are workers who are ready to do it. All we need is the political will.
He said infrastructure investment can create jobs where they are needed most. Right now, one in five construction workers is unemployed. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Economic policies that affect jobs are at the center of two Americans and a British Cypriot scholar winning this year's Nobel Economics Prize. We have more from NPR's Paul Brown.
Peter Diamond of MIT, Dale Mortensen of Northwestern University, and Christopher Pissarides of the London School of Economics share the $1.5 million Nobel Award. They've analyzed obstacles keeping buyers and sellers, including employers and job seekers, from getting together efficiently. Diamond says his research leads him to believe in stimulus efforts to get and keep as many people as possible working during recessions and recoveries.
It's a primary job for the government to do things to speed that process rather than just relying on the market doing it by itself, because it's so costly to go slowly.
Diamond is a nominee for a seat at the Federal Reserve. So far, Senate Republicans have opposed confirming him. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 2 points at 11,009. This is NPR. New York City police are investigating the source of military-grade explosives reported this morning in a garbage bag at a historic cemetery in Manhattan. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says a worker doing gardening at the site actually dug up the bag at Marble Cemetery last fall, but police just told about it today.
It was stored on the back fence, close to the back fence of the cemetery. There's a structure on the other side of the fence. But you could reasonably glean from that it was put there to threaten any structure.
Kelly says the explosives were not capable of detonating. A woman accused of sexually abusing girls at a South African school funded by talk show host Oprah Winfrey has been found not guilty on all charges. As Vicky O'Hara reports, the elite school opened in 2007 in a high-profile ceremony attended by Nelson Mandela.
Dormitory matron Virginia Tani Makopo was arrested in November 2007. She was accused of assaulting six girls as well as a colleague. When the charges were brought, Winfrey said she had been shaken to the core. The talk show host has said that she suffered sexual abuse herself as a child. Winfrey promised reforms at the school, which serves girls from disadvantaged backgrounds. A spokesman for the prosecution says the state failed to prove its case beyond all reasonable doubt. When Winfrey heard the news, she issued a statement saying she was profoundly disappointed at the outcome. But Winfrey said she will be forever proud of the nine girls who had the courage to come forward and testify. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.